Welcome to the ministry of Reverend David Edigenfi. Reverend David is the founder and president of Kingdom Mystery Center Worldwide. He is an end-time apostle mandated to raise mature sons of God who will explicitly manifest their identity in Christ. Reverend David has a dynamic music ministry and is the author of Dangers of Wrong Marriage. His strong passion for soul winning has spurred Jesus for All Missions, an evangelistic crusade ministry. Now listen to Reverend David Edigenfi.
We're teaching about the wisdom to relate with money, because we must know that money is such a way that if you're not wise, it will turn your world upside down. There's something about money that you must know, that if you have it, it has what it does to you. And if you don't have it, it has what it does to you. Now, deliverance is not deliverance, okay? Deliverance is not deliverance until you are delivered to be subjected. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You are never delivered until you have been subjected to another authority. For example, like one day, two of my dogs decided to fight. So one hammy, which is a female lover girl in the house, had meat. And it was with the meat. And Caesar, who behaves like a lion, you know, lions don't go for hunting. It is only the lioness that does the hunting, and then the lion will enjoy it. The male lion will enjoy it. So Caesar is a male dog. He went to Hammy's meat to go and enjoy it. And Hammy said, "How dare you? Should I go and struggle and bring meat to the house and you come in?" So Hammy left the meat. Meanwhile, Caesar is huge than Hammy. But Hammy is smart and fast. And these two dogs started fighting. Sincerely, if dogs are fighting, I'm not talking about local dogs fight. They can fight until they kill one. And if you try to separate them and you don't separate them in a way that one will not feel cheated. Because when you separate them, one will kind of come and attack you, like you have allowed it to be beaten, so you pay for it. So when I separated them, I should have taken one to the kennel to lock it. So I separated them, and then one passed, and I left them again. That is what deliverance. It's not deliverance until you have subjected another to another authority. Before I could turn, the fight was on again. I realized that, I didn't help them at all. I didn't help them at all. So you can be saved. That's what the Bible says, that we have been delivered from darkness. He didn't leave us there. He said, and be brought to the marvelous light of his what? His son. So just being delivered. Father, save me, save me. And you are delivered. It's not deliverance. Why? Because the Bible says when you cast out a spirit, it goes to roam at dry places. And then it comes back to the house to see if there are no occupants, then it takes over. So when you are delivered, make sure you are under the control of another authority. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That's why the Bible says that he took captives what? Captive. So people were captive already, became his captives. You understand it? So if you want to get them back, you have to finish the master. If you can't finish the master, that is true deliverance. Some of us, we think we are delivered. We are not delivered. You can never be delivered from something that you are. For example, what do I cite as an example? You love watching pornography, and you want deliverance. Okay, I've stopped watching. To say I've stopped, and you are watching Kantata, I'll stop. I won't do anything again. You are joking. If you say you have stopped, do something for that. Let your heart go after something else. Do you understand it? Let something take over your heart. Let the love of God take over. Otherwise, you are a joker. You are a joker. You have only gone for midterms. I said, I've only gone for what? Yeah. So last week we understood. And I want you to understand this about money. Money has a spirit, and the name of the spirit is what? Mammon. You have been told that. And you see, Mammon is not only behind the currency money, okay, but it manipulates what money can do. I say it manipulates what? What money can do. So money is not money until it can do what money can must do. That's something you must understand. So if you say something is money, if it cannot do what money can do, it is not money. It is not money. Do you get a point? So you can carry. One day I traveled out of the country. And when I got to, actually I went to Nigeria. When I got to Nigeria, I was having a lot of CDs in my pocket. It couldn't do anything there. I was hungry. I wanted to buy eba and draw soup. When I go to Nigeria, I eat a lot of eba and draw soup. I don't like the ajolof. The ajolof is like chips which is 3 days old. It's not nice, though. It's like they use red oil. Be that I don't know. Maybe if you go and try it, you'll see what I'm talking about. But I like eba. Eba is gari. And they have some wild medicinal soup, green. No oil, nothing. Like draw. Nice. And I need just about, I think, 30 naira. Those times, no, 100 naira. 100 naira is like 3 CDs. 100 naira. So when you hear, some of you can hear 50,000 naira, you think they're, oh, 10,000 naira. It's not any money. When they come to Ghana, it's like they have come to their UK. And Nigerians, their UK is Ghana. Nigerians, their UK is Ghana. When they become happy. Because when they get 10,000 Ghana cedis here, 1,000 Ghana cedis here, 1,000 Ghana cedis will be like 50,000 naira. Check for me. Go to Google. 1,000 Ghana cedis against naira. Like 50,000 naira. So it's like you're a big boy. You get it? A big boy. It's not easy, girl. That money, I had money. I had plenty of money in my pocket. But I couldn't buy myself 100 naira a bar. Why? Because it can't do anything there. So at that area, that money was not money. Because it couldn't do what money must do. Hey, do you know how much it is? 100,000. 103,491 naira. Like having 100,000 naira, Charlie, you're a big boy there. Meanwhile, when you come here, it cannot even rent you a single room. I remember one day I went to ask, they have estates. And we wanted to get a 3-bedroom apartment there. And I realized that it was just 60,000 Ghana cedis too. Like 3-bedroom, like, but it sounded expensive for them. I was like, why you people? You don't use cement for your building. We were nice estates, like just close to Kenaland. Like 60,000 Ghana cedis. So like I was like, Charlie, like we have to get like two of this so that when we come, we don't need to sleep at this in Bia, no hotel. When we are not there, we can rent it out. Like B&B, we just give it to people, they come and stay there. When they hear that the Ghanaians are coming, that month, no rent. We can use our apartment. Well furnished. May the Lord give you strategies to grow. So money is what money can do. So Mammon is so strategic that it takes advantage of all conditions about money. To the extent that when you lack money, Mammon can have control over you. And when you have money, Mammon can have control over you. Hey. So there are some people, you will realize that they will not come to church because they don't have money. And Mammon will be happy to make sure that you will not have money. Because you know that when you have money, you will not be closer to God. Do you understand it? You will not pay your tithe. You will not, the moment you get 100 Ghana, you feel like you are waiting to make it before you pay your tithe. That is the attitude of Mammon. You don't know, I'm telling you this, and you must learn it. Whatever lack of money will let you become, which will be antichrist, will be anti against God's law and principle. Mammon will make sure you would go through it. Now, what's something? And then if Mammon realizes that your heart is such a way that when you get a lot of money, you will not respect the pastor. You will not come to church. You will not do the things of God. sincerely, some of you, you are faithful with your tithing until you get money. The moment you begin to increase in income, you realize that giving and paying, releasing of your tithe becomes a challenge for you. Because it is easy to pay 10 Ghana cedi when you have 100 Ghana cedis. Is that not it? But when you have like 10,000 Ghana cedi and you are paying 1,000 Ghana cedi, like all of a sudden you have moved from you have come into 9,000, like only you are taking 10 million. Like if you mention it in the old currency, yeah, it sounds big. Is that not it? Like 10 million. Hey, Titan, 10 million. The moment Mammon sees that, it will give you plenty. Plenty. So that you become unfaithful, you become stingy, you become arrogant, you become proud, you will become. So people have a statement like, you will never know a man's character until he's rich. It is never true. It is never true. There are certain people, their real character is when they are poor. Do you understand it? Everybody has a poor character and a rich character. When you are rich, there is a character. Everybody has a character when he's rich. And everybody has a character when he's poor. So both characters are your character. It is not a particular character in riches. No. There are some people, they are even arrogant when they are poor. You have not seen a poor arrogant man before. So that is what Mammon does. So how do we overcome the power of Mammon? The only way to overcome the power and the manipulation of Mammon is to hide your heart in God. I say it's to hide your what? Your heart in God. Now when it becomes so, what it means is that whether I am rich or I am poor, my heart is stable with God. The whole issue is about my faithfulness towards God, not my attitude changing towards God, to the extent that if I am rich, if I have 10,000 Ghana cedi releasing, I don't get worried, I don't deliberate, I don't wonder, I don't get disturbed releasing my 1,000 Ghana cedi tithe. If I don't have, and I have just 100 cedis, the same heart attitude that I give the 10 cedis is the same heart attitude with which I give the what? The 100, the 1,000 Ghana cedi. Your heart must be with God. Your heart must follow God. You must love the Lord and the things of God. Hallelujah. Some of us, we get so excited, okay, when we have money. We get so excited. The moment money comes to us, we begin to think about what we can do to further the gospel, to make the kingdom of God looks better. Hallelujah. To bring advancement to the kingdom of God. And people like that, heaven smiles and favors you. Heaven always wants to favor you because God is a business person. Get it straight. God is a business person. Whatever God does, he wants profit. When God puts a seed into the soil, he wants multiplication. If he puts a sperm into a woman, he's expecting multiplication. Everything God does, he wants to see growth. When he placed his only begotten son, he raised a lot of what? Sons. So God always wants a profit. So when he's dealing with you and you are not like-minded with him, you will not see his prosperity. But if he sees that you are like-minded with him, You love to see what he's expecting to see. To the sense that, okay, fine. Yeah, we want to tell the church. And God knows that if I give Pastor Sanim money, he's going to buy half of the towels for the church. It is very easy for God to do that. Very, 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 very easy. So the Bible says that you men look at what is outside. But I, God, I look at the heart. Most of the times, it is not all those who give big in church who truly are giving towards the Lord. Why? In fact, research has shown that in church, poor people give more than rich people. Yeah. Poor people give more. Rich people normally do one-time giving. They'll be sitting down. They'll be sitting there. They'll call anything. They'll never get up. The day you call, can we have somebody to give us 10,000 Ghana cedis? They get up and then everybody will clap. Oh, Mr. Yeboah. Oh, Mr. Yeboah. Then you put it there. So everybody knows that Mr. Yeboah is rich. And most of the time, when Mr. Yeboah is sitting down and pastor is doing fundraising, he's always thinking that he's the reason why pastor is raising for, and they will never mind. Do you understand it? But usually, the average person in the church, that 200 Ghana cedis, 200 Ghana cedis, 200 Ghana cedis, by the time we quantify, they have given. The Bible says that there are hidden treasures in what? Earthen vessel. No matter how the treasures are heavenly, they are hidden in earthen vessels. As long as it's in earthen vessels, that means that the manners of the vessel on earth affects the administration of the gifts and the treasures. But you can't say anything about it. If the treasure, the treasure comes in the form of a voice and it stands here, should I go here or should I go here? Should I go? And it enters here. The moment she opens her mouth, it will not speak. The voice will not speak like a male. It will speak as a what? A female. Because this vessel is a female vessel. But if it enters here, it will speak like a what? A male. Because the vessel is a what? So the treasures of heaven and the vessel it's using, the vessel affects the treasure in a way. That is why your temperament, your attitude, that is why God requests of you to be holy. For he is holy. Because when you see, to assume the full manifestation of God, you must walk in the holiness of God. I hear you have gone home. So we have to be rich and we have to be, alert and aware of this reality and the operation of Mammon. The operation of Mammon. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God gives us money. You see, some of you, if I say, I want to pray, I feel the anointing of the Lord is upon me. If you believe and you want an impartation, move forward. Many of you will come forward that I place my hands on you for you to be anointed. But what you must know is that anointing is not for fashion. Anointing is for what? Action is for work. The moment you are anointed onto an assignment. So, to crave for anointing is like you are telling God, I need more responsibility. That's what you are saying. For the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to be in action. Do you get what I'm trying to say? And you will be very surprised that one of the anointings of the righteous, one of the anointings of the righteous is money, prosperity. Pastor, anointing is money. I'm going to prove to you. You'll be very surprised. One of the anointings of the righteous is prosperity. Money. 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 I'm sure you would love me to prove to you, isn't it? I'll prove to you right now. So it's not everybody who can be anointed. It's not everybody who will be anointed. Because it has a requirement. Because it has a requirement. Now when you read Psalm 1, the verse number 1, if I'm right. Someone, verse number 1, the Bible says that blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Then he said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. Then the verse 3 says something. He said, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of what? Water, that beareth forth fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth will do what? Will prosper. That is an anointing. The anointing that comes upon the working of your hands. The Bible talks about, when you read the Bible talks about anointing our eyes, anointing our ears, and anointing our hands. The Bible says, it is he that trains our hands for what? For battle, or to profit. It is he that trained. But you don't qualify for that as a kingdom man. You don't qualify for that until you sit not in the council of the scornful. You said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the council of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sit in the seat of what? The scornful. So until you fulfill this. Now when you read Psalm 92, the Bible talks about the fact that thou anointed my head with the oil of what? Your countenance. And you have exalted my horn above what? Then he said that because you have loved righteousness, because you have loved righteousness, you will be exalted above your colleagues. You will be exalted above your colleagues. So as a believer, one of the wise ways to manage or to deal or to relate with money, okay, is to set your heart right with God. If your heart is not right, mammon can control you easily. Mammon can determine how you should even respect your pastor. Mammon can let you look down upon the things of God. But one thing you don't know is that sometimes the attitude of God is that he takes the foolish things of this world to confine the wise. Mammon can let you conform to the wise things of this world, and you would despise the kingdom things which God finds interest. You'll be very surprised. You'll be very surprised. So make sure your heart is right before the Lord. Your heart is right before the Lord. The Bible says that a contrite spirit and a broken heart, a broken spirit and a contrite heart, the Lord delights in. The Bible says he will not forsake. God will not forsake. No matter what, if you can break your spirit and, tear your heart apart before the Lord, he can never turn his eyes from you. And when God is bringing a blessing or the financial anointing to people, because God, the Bible said, Jesus made a statement. He said, you men know how to give good gifts unto your children. Which of you have your children asked for bread that you have given a stone? Or asked for fish that you have given a serpent? He said, how much more your Father which is in heaven? How much more your Father which is in heaven? God knows how to give good gifts. A good gift is not what is good in the eyes of all men. A good gift is a gift which is given to any man that will not hurt the man. There are some of you, when we give you the prophetic gift, it will be your backslidingness. There are some of you, when financial grace comes upon you, it will be your falling. The same gift may be given to this brother, and he will rise and prosper and do more. So a gift is never good until it prospers in the hand of the carrier. That is why not everybody can mount up this stage. Because some of you go up here, 1, 2, and then you feel like, you are there. You are there. That was not a good gift for you now. That's not a good gift for you now. When you read the book of Timothy, he said it. He said that you should not pursue after money, for others did this, and they have erred from the faith, and they have pierced their soul with many sorrows. That's what the Bible said. They've pierced their soul with many sorrows. So though money is good, but if it goes to this sister, if it goes to this brother, that will be his fault. Some of you will be very holy as long as you are riding Buzanga Vovo. But the day you will buy, what's the name? That's too far. How will we go too far? Which one? Oh, too far. I don't even want to say item. How much more? The day you buy Tico, that is the day you will fornicate. That is the day you will get a girlfriend. That is. But when you were a very nice brother. When you were with a Buzanga Vovo and you were coming like a naughty security man. You are enough of a champion. No, do you understand what I'm trying to say? So, the safest way and the wisest way to protect yourself, to guard your heart, to have control and power over handling money is to first hide your heart in God. Let God have predominance, authority, power over your heart. The Bible says that wherever your treasure is, that is where your heart is. So the moment your heart is in God, your treasure will be found in God. Hallelujah. Your treasure will be found in God. So let your heart be hidden in God. Let God have your heart. Wisest way to deal with money. If God doesn't first have your heart, the truth is, mammon will manipulate your heart. It can turn into a liar. To the extent that some of you can be there praying, Lord, open doors, Father, open doors. And you, some of you have some financial prayer, tongues. If it comes to tongues, you have a way you can talk and that's a wall, but more money, no. And the Lord will do you good. And then, sweet sister nurse, Mr. Teacher, then they will post you and back pay will come. Him, 10,000 Ghana Cedi. Why, heckas, no. Shekas needing no way you 200 tight, but a bitch now, brother. Do you know how with 200 out of 10,000 for a tighty? Are you not guilty? You see, that is the attitude of Ananias and Sapphira. He asked them, he said, was the money not with you? Was it not yours? Why have you come to lie to the Holy Ghost? So some of you have been standing here with your tithe and actually you are lying with the Holy Ghost. You are lying to the Holy Ghost. And Ananias and Sapphira, because they sold all that they had, I'm sure God didn't have anything to terminate. So he terminated them. And they died and they went away. But you, if you're not very careful, your job, your promotion, something might by all means die in your life. Oh, Pastor, this one is an Old Testament. Yeah, it's happening in the Acts of Apostles. More newer. Faithfulness. Faithful, I'm telling you, and I'm going to prove to you. Faithfulness. One of the things that challenges the faithfulness of man is money. Faithfulness. Nobody counts it with you. You count it alone. Nobody deals with it. I mean, it's all about you. Some of you, your wife don't even know how it comes and where it goes. That thing was sent to your phone and you can coolly keep it. You can coolly keep it. So let your heart be hidden with God. Luke 16, the verse number 10. Luke 16, the verse number 10. Let's start from verse number 9, where we ended last week, isn't it? So last week we understood that we have to make friends with unrighteous mammon. Is that not it? How many of you were blessed by that point? How many of you went about practicing it and you practiced it? You see, the greatest blessing, the blessing of the word is not in the hearing. It is the application. It's the application. Hallelujah. Make friends with unrighteous mammon. And that's what I did over the week. Just yesterday or 2 days ago. Make friends. Just be something to someone. What you carry. One of the reasons why money is even unrighteous is because it won't go to heaven. It can't go to heaven with you. That you die and your dollars are going with you. It's only righteousness that is heaven. And so if it's not going, that means it is unrighteous. It's unrighteous. And Jesus is telling us we should make friends with unrighteous mammon. And you understood it. I explained it for you to understand. So the verse number 9 says that, here's the lesson. Use your worldly resources to benefit others and make friends. Then when your earthly possessions, that is what I love so much, that part. And when your earthly possessions are gone, what are your earthly possessions? Can I have somebody give me an earthly possession? Earthly possession, yes. What do you know here? Earthly possession. Your car. Your land. Yeah? Your phone.
Your job.
Early possession.
Your money.
Early possession. So when your early possessions are gone, one day this body that you will carry, it will rot. It's carrying for you on this earth. The day your earthly possessions are gone, they will welcome you to eternal home. You see, what this scripture is trying to say, I explained it last week, it's trying to say is that learn to use your possessions to secure eternal things. So what it means is that instead of using your money to, for example, somebody asked me a question over the week. The person can repeat it. I don't know whether it was here, that if you like people make comment like me dey misika be kwa sorry akogba for am so for dey there and me dey be kwa call mahiani me ka call hwe nyanka because it's never the same. And it doesn't mean that as you have gone to give it to Nyanka, God will bless you. It's never true. It's never true. When you read the Bible says that be good to the needy. Then it said, especially them that are of the household. Them that are of the household. You see, what you don't know is that Satan can set traps for you. Satan can set traps for you. That there are needy people outside does not mean that every needy person is divinely placed. No. There are some needy people, you don't have to give them money. He says, silver and gold have I not. What I have, I give you. Get up. What you need is to get up and go and work. Get up and go and work. I can't work. I say, get up and go. Peter held him, pulled him up, and the guy got up. If like, don't go and work. If like, don't go and work. If it is money, you have wisdom. If it is money, there are a lot of people who are sitting outside there. They can act movies. They can write a book. It is your leg that is paining you, not your hand. They can sing, but they are still there. Some of the people we are giving them money, sincerely speaking, the truth is we are even fighting with them against God. Some of them, it could be something. Can you just imagine? Just imagine when Samuel was praying for Saul, and God went to Saul, said, stop. Don't pray for him. And then Samuel still went ahead. So please come. Can you just imagine how angry God will be towards Prophet Samuel? If what is first is not first, there's nothing next. Take it from me. If what is first is not first, there's nothing next. God knew there is going to be the needy in the land of Israel, but he told the 11 tribes of Israel that when you harvest the one tenth of your harvest, don't go and give it to the needy. He said, carry it and bring it to the storehouse of God. Pass the blind man, pass the leopard, pass whoever, bring it to the storehouse of God. That's what God said. It's an instruction, is that not it? So you thinking that you are wise, who told you that? Who told you that a true pastor can spend your tithe? Oh, sure. The fear of God guards our heart. Oh, sure. As I stand here, I don't even know how much tithe came in on Sunday. I don't even know. How much more go and count and touch it and feel it? No. I don't even know. I only have my phone. Whatever goes into the bank reflects here. I look at this one. Okay, this one amount. This amount. Okay, fine. How much that balance is there? That's all I do. That's all I do. I don't even know whatever happens. Yes. Let your heart be hidden in God. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yet love God and don't let anything take your heart. I told you one day, the Lord told me, he said that whatever takes over your heart, Satan will love to touch it. Because when he touches it, he will get your heart. So the Lord said that, hide your heart with me. He can't touch me. Hide your heart. So some of you, your heart is in this thing. Your cars, your this, your that. Some of us, we are not like that. Hallelujah. Anything that if you have a phone and it tries to take hold of your heart so much, carry the phone and sow it as a seed. Drop it. If you begin to learn how to do these things, you realize that you are circumcising your heart against the feelings of that thing. You will overcome it easily. I have done it several times. It's easy for me to carry a key and give it as an offering. Why? It wasn't seed sowing conference or whatever. Normal offering. The Lord said, drop the car key. My wife was pregnant. My vision was to make sure that when my wife is pregnant, I should be driving her everywhere and she shouldn't be walking. My wife was pregnant, and that was the time God was asking for my Passat. Why did he do that? Is he a wicked God? No. He's training me how to circumcise my heart and not become materialistic. So today my 4x4 is somewhere and I don't seem to care so much about it. Because if I give it my attention, it will put pressure on me. And wherever money is, I have to move money. No. It should never have my heart. It shouldn't. Whatever you die, cannot go with you. Should never put it. Don't fight for it. If there is anything you must strive for, the Bible says strive to enter into the narrow gate. Your strife must be to access the narrow gate and the straight way, not for worldly things. Now you can see two women fighting over one man. Are you sick? When was the last time you fought? You fought for the name of the Lord. It's hard to see two men fighting over a woman, but many a times it's easy to see women fighting over men. It's not their fault. There's shortage. When demand is low, price is high. About things. Of Jesus, he has given us one man today. The wife has given us a boy. Koyabagel. Is well. What is the prophecy I gave you? Would you believe prophecies? You believe it now. He called me today and said, my boy is in. My boy is in. I said, hey, the man of God. In fact, we are the whole church is so happy for you. We are very happy for you and happy with you, honestly. Yeah. Happy with you. I have a street. Me say dey. Wari street o me ho be fe. Wari logo ligi a man ni be say. Ko she she one corner ko ye rough na. Ako fa nyoma nyoma bi abre. Aso dem ma bi abegu yeso ha mi sa. So for about deliverance ba. Amen. Let's continue the scripture. Then he said, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. Let's break that one first. Okay, because of the colon, let's continue. He said, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust in also in much. Now, what's something? Take me back to the verse number 9. And I say unto you, make friends with unrighteous mammon, blah, 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 blah. Okay, let's come to 10. Let's go to 11. We'll come back here. If therefore ye have not been faithful in unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust true riches? So you underline faithfulness. If it is mapping, you write faithfulness, you write the object here, you write whatever. So unrighteousness. He said, if therefore ye have not been faithful in unrighteous mammon, take me back to 10. Now, the first thing he mentioned here, he said that he that is faithful in that which is least. So what is the least thing the Bible is talking about here? The least is the unrighteous mammon. That means that money is least. Bible says that when we are talking about what is least among possessions, money is least. Because if you are, as he was talking about being faithful to what? The least. And then he came to define what is least. 11. He came to define what is least, that what is least that we are expecting your faithfulness is what? A righteous mammon. So Bible is telling you that this whole money thing that you are fighting for is the least thing you should. Can you imagine? Why? I say the patterns of things. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. As it is what? Yeah, it will be done as it is in where? How is money in heaven? Tell me, how is money in heaven? It is a doormat. It is a street. It is upon something which we walk on. So calculating from our head to the last thing, if we look under our foot, the place of money is under our feet. So that's the least. But when you come to the earth, you read Luke chapter 16, the verse number 6. Is it 16? Let's go to 16. 16. Let's go to 11. Let me see what's there. Am I okay? No. Let's go to 16. 16. The Lord, the prophet, 17. Let me see what's there. Okay, so, and it is easier. Okay, so bring me to 15. Good. I'm sure of that. And he said unto them, ye are that which justify yourself before men. Then he said something. But God knoweth your heart, for that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. So when you go to our palace and the Ashanti house and all those things, this gold which we step on in heaven is people's crown on their head. So they carry it on earth here, we honor it from the top, in heaven from the down. So that which is least is the unrighteous mammon. Are you following what is happening here? So you don't need to kill yourself for money. You see, if there is something you must do, listen, live your whole life. Let every breath of yours be relevant towards what is eternal. That is the most important thing in this life. That is the most important thing. What is eternal? What is eternal? What is eternal? That I will give my body so that I can have some money, so that I can have some promotion, so that I can... Is he going to be with you in heaven? When I talk about what is eternal, I'm not just talking about what is in heaven. I'm talking about what is God. Now listen to me. People say that God lives in eternal times and he created time. Can I tell you the truth? God is not in eternity. Eternity is in God. Eternity is in God. So the Bible is telling us that the other wisdom you need to manage this thing that is least, he's told you it is least, and then he's told you that this least thing is also unrighteous mammon. The word unrighteous, adding the adjective unrighteous mammon, is trying to let you know that there is something which is righteous. But it is not mammon. He mentioned it, and I will show you. Take me back to the scripture. The requirement he wants from you, the wisdom that you need, is the wisdom of what? Faithfulness. Faithfulness. That though this thing, which is nothing, this whole thing. One day I was sitting here. And a gold dealer or a gold miner came here and we're talking and was telling me something. He said, "Yeko gold moa." He says that when we crush a human being and blood spills, the money begins to come. So he said that sometimes they can kill themselves, can kill somebody and put the person in the pit, and the person will die. And before he realized, there's plenty of gold. I said, "How do you do it?" They say, "Oh." They know, they are telling me gold is blood. People pay dirty price for that unrighteous thing. And then the Lord is telling us that if we are not faithful to that thing, that list, that thing, if you are not faithful, he says that it means that you are not faithful to the greater one. If therefore ye have not been faithful in unrighteous mammon, talking about being faithful, this word is so important. In the unrighteous mammon. And like I was setting an example, that you know that I receive a salary of 10,000 and you are standing here with 200 Ghana cedis that you are releasing tithes. That's of faithfulness, even in unrighteous mammon. You have not been faithful. When we talk about being faithful in unrighteous mammon, your inability to manage that money in your hand is a sign of unfaithfulness. Anybody that comes to a point, you have become unfaithful to unrighteous mammon. That's the only time you can enter into that arena. It requires for you to sit down and plan and strategize and draw a budget and then follow the thing faithfully. If you don't know how to handle this list thing, it's like giving you a church which is five-member church. And by the time we came, it is left with you and your wife. And you are telling us that we should give you a mega church to handle. No. No. Jesus, I'm not the one saying, Jesus is the one teaching this. Jesus is the one telling us this. Jesus is the one speaking. If you are, one day I was in school and my father wrote me a letter. I still have the letter with me up till now. I was in secondary school. I cherish it because these are the words of my father. Reading it, I saw a statement, as stubborn as you are, in quotes, as stubborn as you are, and I smiled. I wasn't angry. I was happy that my father is speaking. Jesus is speaking. How do you take his words? Jesus is telling you that if you fail in faithfulness towards money, he said, who will commit to your trust? So he calls up the opposite of unrighteous mammon is what? True riches. True riches. Wow. So the word least here does not necessarily, where are we? Verse 10. The word least here does not necessarily mean it is little, but it is less in value. That is what he's trying to say. So you can have 100 million, 100 billion, billion dollars. But the Bible is telling you that no matter how plenty and how much it is less in value. Have you seen what's the name? Elon Musk. Have you seen what he has done to Trump? They say, what devastating diplomats. Democrats. Well, devastating. I saw honey or they the Safwa comma ne account Safwa comma that Trump said, Jay, Missy can be a person spending or campaign. You are free to use. Yeah. Have you seen how God is fighting for Donald Trump?
Oh, yes.
It's amazing. Just be patient with God. I love this God. Be faithful. Be faithful. You will never die. It makes you more righteous. When you deal well with money, it makes you more righteous. Be faithful. The movement of faithfulness is seen in your dealing with money. It means that mammon is controlling your heart. He has had a place in your heart. One of the ways to know that Satan is around your life with demons is whenever fear shows up and any decision you are taking, the moment fear comes, then you should know that there are demons around, because in the realm of the spirit, fear is actually a prison warden. He comes to captivate you and allow other demons to attack you. So the Bible says that I didn't give you the spirit of fear. It's a spirit. Fear is a spirit. He said, but I gave you power. So it means that when fear comes, it makes you incapable. Pastor, I can't do it. I'm afraid. Hey, that's a demon preventing your stardom. But tonight, I rebuke every spirit of fear in your life. May you break forth until you become great. In Jesus' name. Be faithful. Back. That's what it says. That which is least is also faithful in much. So God, Jesus is saying that there is a way God marks his faithful ones. He doesn't just jump and bring you a big church. Sometimes he'll bring you a small home cell. And then you see how you deal with a 20 Ghana offering that comes from the home cell. That is unfaithfulness. God will never put a church in your hand when you do that. No. And he doesn't. The old pastor didn't say, why did you not cry? Ewo, adie ketu ani mu a o se o anka se e chere se undi nokure e o kese mu o se e chere se when di nokure e o kese nim na ti se nyankopon wo akwan bi a ode kese no ehinta e wo keto adim ti bra wudi ne kura market wan na wudi ne kura market no ba wudi tro wan di no kura a market wan na je se kese di se keto no mo na se wadi wan di no kura so anya dai a market no so I say ready me un time ade kese no ma no se hwe wudi tro no ma we no na na me shem. So be faithful. Be faithful. Be faithful, boy. Be faithful. I was just talking to the administrator for the Bass Angels. And many of you are living unfaithful. You pledged. You pledged. You vowed. You want to stand 20 cities a week. Be faithful. It's a kingdom. Pastor, I want to stress it. As I'm preaching, some of you are like you want to do something so that the Lord will break your bonds. You'll be very surprised that all those opportunities have been opened. Be faithful. One day I asked God, I said, how do you bless me? I was asking you, I said, how do you bless me financially? Can you show me? Then I told myself, no, I don't want to make a mistake. Keep doing it the way you do it. Keep surprising me. Keep surprising me. Be faithful. Then he continued, he that is unjust, please, follow the message. Take me back. Who is behind there? Quickly. He that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. Then he moved on. Let's go. If therefore ye have not been faithful in unrighteous mammon, who will commit to you? Who will commit? Who will make you a master? Who will make you a steward? Pastor, me, I want to be a CEO. I want to be so and so. I want to be apprenticeship crowd. Oh, that thou, madam. Oh, that thou, boss. Apprenticeship. You say, I want to be a big time fashion designer. Go for your training. Irama, you hear? Your faithfulness to that, your madam, your faithfulness to that little thing, there is a time coming that God is going to do something called commitment. He was coming to commit something great to you. He's coming to make you a CEO. The way to become a CEO is to be faithful to unrighteous. One day, I was talking to a man who is one of the Pentecostal elders, and I was talking to him, and he told me something. He said, "Me na me ye trotro mate." He's a big guy. When you go to Abosok, he's a chairperson for the place. The whole of this nation, if you are looking for Mercedes-Benz parts, he's the one that sells to everyone. And he took me to his warehouse. It's bigger. It's like two times this one. This hall. Big. Every type. That day he told me, Pastor, he the open nefako. Then he started telling me his story. He has money. I said, Pastor, no crying me catch on. Me one sassy one crying. Me nimpo se eye masase. She said, me estate man ya betchem say, da, where your own sassy nibia? Or see me nim. I said, Ebani say, I said, Sofo, na me a trotro driver. Trotro meat. Na me di no crema me master no nyaka. And no day old one and mamma may be a truck driver. Now me nyaka no. And then I made two makuma so said tower fork or bompire. Men talk gari ni sugar momo. No mo cop mountains near you no more bompire, no mo brickia, no mo dia breaky. And kakra say to the beer, me say a bini hok nanso no ma ye sa da kumi wa honom and yanku made two makuma so. Ya ko village bi, ya kwe ye, na ye si pentacles are so dying. Esi ho. Ni em painting. I see me do hope. Yeah. Now see, I saw it. No one. And then I made two makuma. So say, me me painting. I saw dining. No see. Now what you na man be me cook fire. A do kuada. Me a start painting. A do fiada. Me a painting here. Now so funi bufu yourself. Or begin a new yam. Yeah, he told me. I see, Pastor. Me yes, I had any way. You know. Pe me wo wa. Now me say. Me don't cast pe pass. Me should be who. Na dako. Me master, ne ben se say ye. No so one pet. Nam se me pet na me tutu yi. Wasi me tutu ye pe. So fo. Wasi ya do 1 week. Na de nasa. Me jisi kalo. Na me koko to bens fo fo. Ni me tutu. Na asa. Me tutu. No, I see obo is gonna go too quiet. Wasi me there. Wasi there is nowhere in Europe I don't know. So I go gather Mercedes, dismantle them, container them, and bring them. I say, ne, so for me, you would draw. I didn't see a Jimmy Fear. Who was your say at 2 or 3? I said, I don't know what you. I said, Jimmy Fear knew. I had a mitten shed warehouse in this. wakɔ ha obi dan otu butaus no obi abulu nsɛ wo de hwɛ wo ha so so.
Amen.
God is a good God. God is a good God. God is faithful. I'm telling you. God is a miracle working God. But let me tell you something. Before he moves in miracle, he finishes exhausting principle. If you are not aligning yourself with principle, where principle fails, he will not show up as a God of miracle. Yes. Shadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadab The next wisdom to deal with money is verse 12. And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? Which number are we? According to your attentiveness, which number? Be faithful to that which you say it's not yours. Those of you that say that abeng juma die ye beto ye we ni biere biara time bi apena akwa juma na ni biere biara no. You will never. How many people look at somebody like our honorable member of parliament, honorable Akwesi Akwa? He's one of the gentlemen I respect so much. I wish almost every politician is like him. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not campaigning for MPP. I'm telling you, I know him personally, so I know who I'm talking about. Very faithful man. Very, very, very faithful man. Today, he owns businesses, not just a business, businesses. How did he get there? By being faithful to National Health Insurance. He was a radio presenter. Radio presenter, Peace FM, Ninam, Peace FM. You know, you share National Health Insurance. You know, what did you Christian, you know, you know, and what they started hospital back. And then the number of hospitals and the number of businesses the man has. How did he get there? Some of you think that it is only the hospital. One day I was talking to him, he said, look, that's a fool. I didn't go for Fisi Hospital in the Mamiska. Maybe I'm going to get free. And you're going to catch him in the country. You must be faithful to another man's own. You see, the unfortunate irony is that when we are working for government, we think we are working for somebody. Who is government? You are yourself. You are the government yourself. You are a teacher. You go to school anytime. You are taking care of somebody's shop. You handle things anyhow. You buy a taxi for a taxi driver. He does whatever the driver. So one crock driver, no bad bluff. They would destroy the car. And when you know what the girl at them, no rolling up no money, we see in a time chroma. That open them no. Open them pa now could this uncle for the chair. Bufu see, I don't to my cow. Bufu papa. There are time you don't to my cow, bufu. Be faithful. The Bible, Jesus is telling us. He said, nobody will give you your own. You can never be a bastard. You can never possess it. Whatever you are doing, be faithful. Learn from Joseph. Look at how faithful Joseph was. Towards Potiphar's wife, towards Potiphar's things, towards Potiphar's servants, towards Potiphar's money, got to prison. He was faithful in the prison. The Bible said that when he got to prison, the prison warden had no work to do because the guy was so diligent, taking care of everything. So faithful. Now, when it came to promotion, he was moved from prison to palace. Why? Now, God committed to him a certain wisdom that the whole of Egypt, nobody could think like him economically. How did he learn economics in prison? In the midst of scarcity, where does economics start from? Economic is the science of studying what? Scarcity and solving it. Don't read a few definitions for economics. My explaining is simple, the amount. What did the Baba Treasure say? It's a science. Amen. Be faithful. Be faithful. Be faithful with the usher. Be faithful with the choir. Be faithful with the sound. Be faithful as a pastor. Be faithful. Be faithful. One day God will commit to your own. I said, me, there is no department in the church apart from women's president and pastor that I didn't become in my former church. I never preached once in my former church. I will not lie to you. All the preachings I was preaching in schools, hospital, marketplace, kiosk. I was preaching, doing evangelism everywhere. My pastor never sent me once that we are going for evangelism. I was always going for evangelism. There was not a single Sunday I went to church alone. I was always carrying people to church. You dare not become my friend. You would arrive in my church. Many people in the church went to church because of me. Traveling everywhere, faithfully serving. I never knew one day I will pastor a church. I never knew I would lead a commission. I have never been a pastor for a bigger. When I got to campus, I was faithfully helping. I helped Aposa to establish. I helped Pensa. I was there for PMSU. I was there for New Jane. I was there for GAMSU. I was serving everywhere. I am the first person that had established ICGC campus ministry in the whole world. When I started, the whole campus ministry started. Faithfully. I'm talking. I said, Papa, the ATN, No. One day, the Methodist people came to me that they want to make me president of GAMSU. I said, hey, me to him that. Met my prayer secretary by body a Bible, Anambwa. So I became prayer secretary for, what's the name? National Union of Presbyterian Students plus Ghana Methodist, whatever. They put together. They were together. It was the biggest on campus. And they wanted me to lead as a president. I said, no, I can't be. I won't come and deceive you. Any position to be imparting and what? Have the opportunity to serve. Serve. I serve. Your makwine, so for your makwine, will be any idea of coffee, you know. Now, Mr. Campus, praying into the next semester to be effective. Be faithful. So when the time came, God said, go and start for me a commission called KMC. I said, God, I beg. I want to be a business person. I want to have money and sponsor. Then you know what the question is God asked me? He said, have you seen a footballer being trained at a carpentry shop before? Immediately, it's like I understood what he wanted to say. Quietly, I went into waiting, took my the mandate, and here I am. Be faithful. That's why you are here. That's why you are here. Be faithful to another man's own, and God will commit to you your own. The wisdom of relating with what? Money. God bless you. So I want to take some two or three questions quickly and then we'll be done from here. Have you been blessed here? Go and change your ways. It is not too late. Wherever you have been unfaithful, tell Jesus you are sorry. You see, what you don't know is that Jesus is using everything at your disposal to try your heart. Everything, including the car he has given you, he's using it to try your heart, to see how you will serve him with what you have. One great man said, he said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. Let everything, your time, everything, your strength. One day you are about to die. Beloved, you are about to die. You are about to die. And you are about to stand before the great bema seat judgment. You are going to be questioned. He will ask you what you use that time for. What you use that voice for. What you use that opportunity for. What you use that English for. What you use that tree for. What you use that intelligence for. He will ask you. You are trying to make money with it. Apart from that, nothing. So mammon manipulated your heart so much that if it doesn't bring you money, you are not there. If you play the keyboard and they don't pay you, you won't play. If you play the drum, they don't eat money. Mammon.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, you can subscribe. You can share with your friends. Take a screenshot and share it on your social stories and tag us at KMC Worldwide. For more information, visit kmcworldwide.org. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.